Good morning, KYOK listeners. Good morning, Sister Linda Randall. And welcome to the Sunday School Snapshot. I am Reverend Lewis Winkley. I serve at the Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, under my pastor, Dr. Sheldon L. Jackson, by the power of the Holy Spirit. This morning, we have a wonderful lesson, many moving parts from my standard lesson commentary. We're moving into a new theme. We're also moving into a new unit. Our theme will be A King Forever and Ever. Our new unit, number one, for our winter selection will be Jesus, the Heir of David. Let's get into some prayer, then we'll move right on into the lesson. Eternal God, our Father, we come right now before you, Lord, just to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for being in the midst, Father. Father, we ask you link us together, link our hearts and minds together in your word. Father God, break your word down. Made it so simple for us, Lord. Break it up like cornbread and fit it to us ever so gingerly to strengthen our souls, to make us be the better. Father God, that you get the glory out of our lives. We thank you and praise you. It's in Jesus' name we ask of these blessings for thy name's sake. And the people of God said, amen. Jesus' ancestry is the title of our lesson on this lesson from our new unit, our new theme. It is definitely dealing with pointing to Jesus's genealogy, Jesus's family tree, where he come from, you know, where he come from, how he got where he is. And we'll have our devotional reading out of Galatians chapter 4. They have printed 1-7, which will touch on Jesus's ancestry from the New Testament, pointing back to the Old Testament, and also showing us where we are in our lineage here at present day as being children of God. And then our background scripture focus on the lesson text will be found in Ruth. They have the entire book of Ruth, pretty much chapters 1-4, but they're focusing the lesson on chapter 4, verses 9-17, while the key text or golden text will be 4, verse 17. So we got a lot of moving parts. Also, we're moving in, and then we'll kind of finish the lesson on the printed text in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 23-38. So you'll see that. So you know they got Luke involved because you see Luke, you'll see Luke or Christ come through the lineage, touching and grafting, as the lesson talked about grafting through Joseph. So, you know, so you see where Christ's hand in and everything, you know. One thing I really liked about the lesson, two things that came out that was really good, because the ancestors, man, you got to know where you're coming from. You got to know where your origin is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people concerned about how they look, where they get their look from, their height, their pie face or their long hair, their pudgy nose, you know, and they're trying to figure that out. But where do you come from with your character and your integrity? Where you get your faith from? You know what I'm saying? You know, I was indoctrinated with Christianity because my family has always followed Christ. As far back as I know, to my knowledge, my grandmother's grandmother, my grandfather's grandfather has always gone to church. They always been Christian believers and practices of the faith of Christianity. So therefore, my faith comes through my lineage and heritage, my genealogy of my family. You know what I'm saying? And here in this lesson, God deals with the faithfulness of family, because these people, even though we go back to Ruth and dealing with Ruth and Boaz and Naomi and Chilion and Melion, even though we dealing with these people, you know, the Moabites, and dealing with it from that standpoint, they still came up as a family of faith, trying to practice to do the right thing, having the righteous actions that God was pleased with, but they chose God over everything and everybody. And that was one good thing, because of the fact that they chose to follow God, continue to have the faith in God, and you see how God has restored them. You see, when you get the reading in the lesson in Ruth, that fourth chapter, it bounces out in the 9th verse, says, Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Imelech's and all that was Chilion's and Melion's and of the hand of Naomi, at the hand of Naomi. So what you see right here is you seeing Boaz that's going to deal with the fact that he is marrying Ruth, and he's trying to use his influence and what he has, what they call a kingsman redeemership, through the to bring back and restore what Imelech had, and restore Naomi's family. Origin and where she come from and what she had, because you know, you go back and see, you know, her land and stuff was taken, and she lost what she had when Imelech passed, and they moved and they left Israel, and they went down to Moabite. They left the place of praise where God has put them in provision and protection, and left to try to seek on their own, trying to do it their own instead of following God. And because of that, she really lost. But now God brings her back full circle through her son-in-law to go and have him try to redeem what she has lost, to restore her. That's a lesson for us. You know, when we go off track and get out of line or go off course, God loves us so much, he don't write us off. You know, he brings us back in. He might take us the long way around. You might be going through some things in your life right now, some stuff you might not understand. You might be off course by some decisions that you have made. But God doesn't throw you away. He keep you on radar. He bring you around through the storm. He bring you around past the rocks. He don't let you dock at any little dock or any old place that's not going to help serve you. He going to put you right where he needs you to be, so you can get what you need from him, so he can get the glory out of your lives. And that's what they were doing with Boaz and Naomi. When you read through there, talked about the house of Israel. It deals with the house of Israel. During Boaz's time, Ruth time, Naomi time, Imelech's time, that was around the tail end of the judges. Israel was in a bad way. Israel needed judges to try to help judge them through their situation, because they were being rebellious and not doing what God wanted them to do. And God had to set up and rise up certain people, certain judges, to go and try to keep order. So even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of look like things are, God is in total control. Even when we don't like it, even when we don't feel like, God is in total control. Then he fast forwards, not only from that, through the judge, he talks about how Israel is split up. Talks about that. He moves in. You keep on in the lesson. It talks about David and the Davidic covenant, on how God bought David through the lineage and the ancestor of Jesus. David is a key place where you bring the royalty in to not only have David be king, but Jesus being king through David, through the throne of David, showing him his royalty, showing that. And then he's showing on how you see the kingdom split. You had the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Even in the midst of that, God's still in control. He still got a plan on how he deal with him. Then when we get to Luke chapter 3, we fast forward a whole 1,000 years from where we were in the lesson. We fast forward 1,000 years in Luke. Like I said, one, to bring Luke in through the genealogy, through Joseph, meaning nobody's left behind. Everybody's grafted. Everybody has a place and a time to do what they need to do. You know, because God is showing the origin and the background of Jesus's ancestor and how important it is. He talking about that. He shows about how Jesus is Jewish, because he brings in, when Luke said Jesus himself, verse 23 of chapter 3 of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being the son of Joseph, which was a son of Heli. Verse 31b, which was a son of Nathan, which was a son of David. You see grafted, you see it tied in, you seeing what is important, which is the son of Jesse, which is the son of Obadiah, which is the son of Boaz. There your connection. which is the son of Solomon, which was the son of Nahshon. So all you doing is him with all these necessary. You seeing how it is. Well, God is not forgetting anybody. He's dealing with us. But the connecting thing is faith. That's the connector. That's the nexus for the lesson is faith. The faith they have. I love the lesson. When you get into the lesson is going to talk about, it's going to talk about the gentleman's great-grandmother had a box. And with Thanksgiving coming up and fellowship and fun you know, of course, feasting and food, all these things going on. We have connection with family. And he's saying his great grandmother used to have a box full of pictures, and they would sit around and she would pull these pictures out. And a lot of people didn't know who these people were and their faces were, but she did, because she was of ancestry. She's following the ancestors, following the genealogy. And because she did know these certain faces, and some faces in the pictures she didn't even know, but all of them were connected with family because they had the faith. They came in and taught, and it was in the faith. They fellowship, and just when you get a chance, if God bless you to have family and friends over for your Thanksgiving celebration on your holidays, if you're a part of any of that, you're connected to them because they have love, they have faith, they have hope. That's what the fellowship's about. It's through Jesus' ancestry. The fellowship is growing. The fellowship is going. The fellowship is striving because of that, because of what they have. And they're dealing with faith. And for us, in our lesson, that's what we have to do. We have to have faith, hope, peace, so the fellowship can grow, because we are grafted into the family of Jesus Christ, because God loves us that much. So God bless you. Have a wonderful, happy holiday. Hope you have a good time looking into your lesson. Like I said, it's a lot of moving pieces, but it's going to be beneficial. So it's our prayer that you have a wonderful and blessed day.